4 years ago, the only Tony Bennett you probably knew was the singer. Today, if you don't recognize Indiana's Superintendent of Public Instruction by name, you're probably familiar with his policies. High-stakes reading exams for third graders, merit pay for teachers, A through F grading for schools.
When you measure, when you hold people accountable for results, they change.
Since Bennett took office, more students are passing the state's standardized test known as ISTEP. It's good news, unless you don't think the test is a good measure of student performance. Democratic superintendent candidate Glenda Ritz doesn't like high-stakes tests, especially the third-grade reading exam.
That if the cutoff at grade four is a 76, then a student who scores a 76 passes and a student who scores a 75 fails, just as surely as the student who scores a 35.
Ritz is not exactly a household name. She's a teacher, a library media specialist in Indianapolis's Washington Township. She says third graders shouldn't have to pass a reading test to move on to fourth grade. It's too much pressure, and it's time for Indiana to take a step back.
Voters in Indiana really don't want to see the high-stakes testing that we have going on right now, and they really don't want to see our schools privatized.
Jonathan Plucker is the director of the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy at Indiana University. He says Ritz is courting Bennett's critics, including Hoosiers, who think it's too soon to tell if Bennett's policies will be successful.
The campaign has really come down to a question about, is it too fast or are we trying to do too much?
For Ritz's supporters, the answer is yes. But Bennett and his supporters, and judging by the money pouring into his campaign from across the country, there are a lot of them. The answer is no.
We don't think small. That isn't how you drive education reform in a state.
In fact, Bennett announced during his State of Education address last month that he'll push to speed up the timeline for state takeover of struggling schools. He's also seeking legislative support for the power to take over entire school corporations.
I don't think accountability should stop at individual schools when many times school failure is the result of maybe some district failure.
The Indiana Department of Education is new to running schools, but Plucker says he understands why Bennett is already angling for broader intervention strategies. People are getting impatient. They want to see better schools now.
So it seems aggressive, but I think it really is. It just comes from this place where we're all so frustrated that we're not getting much traction.
Demanding greater accountability might win Bennett even broader support from his backers, but Ritz is already pushing back. She wants to dismantle the A through F grading system that's a part of Indiana's No Child Left Behind waiver. Plucker says she has the support of teachers who feel Bennett is blaming them for school failures.
But there's no question that there's among public school teachers in the state of Indiana, there's a general perception that they kind of feel like they've been marginalized, and if not marginalized, even maybe vilified.
It's hard to talk about the state superintendent race without talking about money. Bennett's received more than $1 million in contributions since he took office 4 years ago. Ritz's biggest backer is the Indiana State Teachers Association. Ritz says she's comfortable with the amount of money she's raised and has enough to run the campaign she wants, even if Bennett can vastly outspend her. But no matter who wins, Plucker points out, Indiana will soon have a new governor and new state lawmakers, and no one knows how well they'll all work together.
I don't think anyone 4 years ago would have predicted all the things that have happened in the state of Indiana with regard to public education, so, and even private education with vouchers.
And Plucker says Hoosiers still don't know how all the policy changes are going to play out. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.